Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time. Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking about DNA in the case of Brian Koberger and the knife sheath. There's been some speculation, some confusion, some developments in the case of that piece of evidence. From what we understand, the knife sheath originally sent to the Idaho Crime Lab, they said, can't get much DNA off of this, and we're not finding what we need to find, and then get sent to another lab in Texas, where they find the genealogical DNA on the knife, which then connects it to Koberger's father, and then eventually puts Koberger as their main suspect. Joining me is Dan Crane. He is a forensic scientist and professor and very good at talking about DNA. Dan, thank you for joining us. Can you give us some insight into this with your expertise?
Well, I'll do my best. Very candidly, the dribs of information that are coming out are raising more questions for me than they're helping me develop some answers. But I'm happy to share my thoughts.
Sure.
So it's my understanding that what they did is they found a knife sheath at the crime scene. A knife sheath is going to look awfully suspicious at a crime scene where people have been, brutally stabbed to death. And so, that would have obviously gotten the attention of law enforcement. They did what I would expect law enforcement to do. They sent it to their known trusted colleagues in the Idaho State Crime Laboratory. And the people at the Idaho State Lab apparently took samples from the knife or the knife sheath and arrived at some conclusions. And exactly what the conclusions are isn't entirely clear to me. Mm-hmm. But it does seem as if they essentially have determined that there's nothing to see here. So I suspect what happened is that they swabbed the knife sheath, probably from a couple of different spots, and looked then to quantitate how much DNA they were able to get from those swabs of the knife sheath, and got a result back that suggested to them that there was not enough DNA for them to be confident in their ability to generate a result or to generate a reliable result. Mm-hmm. So they more or less threw up their hands. They may have said, look, we would be willing to try to generate a DNA profile, even though it doesn't appear as if we have much DNA. Many laboratories will do that. But they may have also said, however, you might want to consider sending this to some other laboratory that specializes in these very low amounts of DNA. One way or the other, a decision ended up being made to send the samples, probably the swabs, not the knife sheath itself, to a laboratory in Texas. Mm-hmm. And it appears as if the lab in Texas, what made them special is that they focus on using information off of the Y chromosome to help them get an insight into the paternal lineage, the paternal ancestry of somebody who's contributed to a sample. So, the male line of the family. Mm-hmm. And so it's possible that the Idaho State Police Laboratory had not developed the ability to do testing of the Y chromosome. Some labs have, some labs haven't. And it may be that that's why this Texas lab got involved as well. But regardless, the Texas lab got information off of the Y chromosome. And then it appears as if they used that information to search a genealogical database to see if others who had been interested in their ancestry had submitted DNA for which there was a Y chromosome that looked like it came from a male relative of whoever had left their DNA on the knife sheath. And that, in turn, seems to have led them to Koberger's parents' home in Pennsylvania. And there, law enforcement took DNA from the trash, and I presume confirmed the YSTR or the Y chromosome DNA test results that were part of the ancestry submission, and confirmed that indeed it looked like a male relative of somebody who lived in that household in Pennsylvania may have left their DNA on the knife sheath. And that in turn led them to see, could a male relative have been in the area? And then suddenly they find that the son is a student who lives, 10, 20 miles away from the crime scene, and the rest then becomes history.
Wow. And that's the journey of the DNA. With all that being said, is any of that refutable? Is there any questions that, or any holes that a defense could poke into this and leave some doubt in a juror's mind of the legitimacy of that DNA, with one lab not really coming up with much initially, but that second one finding something? Obviously, there was something there on the knife sheath, whether the one lab could find it or not. I think the question will be, well, why could that first lab not find it, or enough DNA to make some sort of match?
So let me speak to that question of yours first, and then I'll, if I forget, remind me to tell you what I think it might be a very effective defense strategy.
Okay.
Which would be separate. Again, given the circumstances of the crime, you know, it seems really apparent that there was an abundance of biological material at the crime scene, blood, right, all over. And so I wouldn't be at all surprised to find out that the knife sheath itself was very bloody. And there's probably very little question or even concern about whose blood might be on the knife sheath. I mean, I would imagine it would be pretty obvious whose blood was on the knife sheath. But the real issue is there somebody's DNA on that knife sheath that, doesn't belong there, that isn't one of the victims or isn't one of the people that would have regularly been visiting that apartment or that home. And so what I think may have happened here is that the Idaho lab found that they had a mixture. The fact that YSTR testing or Y chromosome testing seems to have been done may have suggests to me that they found a really strong major contributor of DNA to the knife sample that they tested, but that it looked like it was a female. Mm-hmm. And so there was a need then to focus on any additional DNA that might have come from a male. You don't need a biology professor to tell you, I suppose, but, you know, men and women are different. Mm-hmm. And at a biological level, at a DNA level, that difference comes down to women have two X chromosomes and men have an X and a Y. And so if you have a mixture that has 10 parts woman DNA and one part man DNA, you may not see much of the man's DNA at the conventional locations that crime labs would look at, but you might be able to see it very clearly if you focused your attention on what only a man could contribute to the Y chromosome, right? And so, all this sort of makes sense. There's other explanations, but I think this is the most likely explanation of what's transpiring here.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Dan Crane, thank you for that insight. I want to go back to you in a little bit and talk about how do you defend something like this? How do you explain this to a jury? Do you? Or has it become something that works against the prosecution in this case? Stick around for that. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.